you're after.
Well, that's.
I call it hay mow.
You call it hay mow. Would you call it hay mow or?
I've called it both. Hay mow was common years and years ago when I was a kid calling it hay mow.
Around here.
That's what the term was used.
Okay. Did you ever store hay anywhere else but up on the top of the barn?
It'd be stored outside in stacks.
Yeah, when you call it outside, you'd call it
A stack of hay.
Right.
Haystack.
A haystack.
Yeah, okay. In the barn, though, you didn't store it anyplace other than the hayloft or hay mow or whatever.
Occasionally, it would be on the main floor, too. It all depends upon if there was enough room there.
Okay, yeah, if it's on the main floor, what would you call that location where the hay is stored? Do you have any different word for it?
Well, it wouldn't be called the hayloft in that case because it wouldn't be in the upper part of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just wouldn't have a name to me.
All right. You wouldn't call it a ground mow or anything like that?
No.
Okay. If you have sort of smaller things than smaller collections of hay than the haystacks in the field, the way to be put together, what would you call those?
Shocks of grain.
Okay. You call it a hay shock rather than a hay cock, or?
Hay shock.
Okay. If you have a barn that's particularly designed for cattle, what would you call that kind of barn?
It would just be called a cattle barn.
Okay. You wouldn't call it a cow barn, or?
Could be cow barn.
Okay.
But there's a distinction between cow barn and cattle barn. Cow barn would just be for cows, growing that grown animal. Cattle could be calves and grown cows and just the whole category of cattle.
All right. Yeah. Okay. What would be the operation where you'd have strictly cows? What would you call that?
It could be a dairy barn, or it could be a barn for beef herd cattle, too.
You mean for, like, breeding?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you call a place where you kept the hogs?
Well, it could be just called a hog barn, and if it's used for sows to farrow pigs, it'd be called a farrowing barn.
Okay, if you had something that was less grandiose than a barn, say a small family-type farm, what would you call an enclosure for the pigs?
Call it the hog house.
All right. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
The hog house?
Mm-hmm.
Is that just the shelter itself, or is that the whole thing?
That would be just the shelter itself.
What would you call the enclosure?
A pig pen.
Is that what you call it? Okay. What would you call the enclosure around the barn?
Barnyard.
Okay. Any other term you use in barnyard? Or?
No. No, that's the term used mostly in this area, barnyard.
They didn't have a place out, not in the barn. Did they ever milk cattle any place other than the barn?
Might be outside in the barnyard. Could be.
Okay, but you wouldn't know of any enclosure, say, that's even away from the barnyard where they milk cows. Okay, I don't think so. What do you call a place?
Occasionally, somebody would go to the pasture and milk one cow. If they just had one, they'd go to the pasture.
You wouldn't have any particular name for the place where they'd milk the cow, though?
Just the modern name is the dairy barn.
Yeah, sure. What kind of fences do they have on the farm?
Well, real early, they had, some farmers had, some rail fencing, and then later on it was barbed wire, and then to keep in hogs and sheep, the smaller animals, they went to woven wire.
How about other kinds of fences that you might see?
You could see board fences, and if you were in stony country, you could see some stone fences too, but not around here.
Yeah. We have discovered.
we have a lot of stones and rocks in the fields, but then.
Is there any distinction between a stone and a rock?
I would say no. It would be the size, but I don't even think that would be a distinction.
Okay. So you'd use both terms?
Yes.
Okay. What about the type of fence that you find in the city or around a house or something where it has little white slats, maybe usually painted white, it's little slats with the pointed at the top on it?
Picket fence.
Okay. What do you have a general term for fancy dishes and things that maybe bring out to entertain company? It's very obvious and simple.
Just the good dishes.
You don't have a term for, well, let's say, a term that's the same word as the country that's on the other side of the earth.
China?
Yeah. Is that a term you'd use?
Not ordinarily.
Okay. How about to return to the farm for a minute? Did you ever have a fake egg you used to put underneath a hen?
Yeah.
Yes.
What'd you call that?
We called it the glass egg.
That's right. Called the glass egg.
Okay. When you milk a cow by hand, the old way, what do you put underneath the cow to get the milk?
You put a bucket under the udder.
That's what I'm looking for.
To catch the milk as you milk the cow.
Okay. What would the bucket be made of?
Metal.
Okay.